Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 21st para was recited. In the surah before that, in Surah An-Kabut, we had mentioned yesterday, the ulama said that Allah Ta'ala is showing us in the surah, yeah, the sunnatul ibtila, that Allah Ta'ala has got a system in this world, that Allah Ta'ala tests world, that Allah Ta'ala tests people. And they go through different examinations. And great people like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, like Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, alayhi salatu wasalam, great Anbiya of Allah Ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also went through examinations. In the beginning of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we have to, in all these examinations, we have to build our ta'aluk in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will a person build up his ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Utlu ma uhi ilayka min al-kitab. Make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Person will make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. The kitab which has come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will build up his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And performance of salah, in waqim salah, perfection of salah. And in the salah, tanha anil fahshai wal munkar, the more perfect a person's salah is, it will prevent a person from all kinds of immorality and wrongdoing. So a person must stay away from guna and sin. And this way his ta'aluk with Allah ta'ala will be built up. And then he must make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will create life in his tilawat. It will create life in his salah. It will create spiritual life within a person. And wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Allah ta'ala knows very well what a person is doing. Person must have yakin and conviction in every action of his. So this is how a person's ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be built up. As it mentioned, Munashab al-Tami rahmatullah alayhi said, especially like on Laylatul Qadr, those nights, as Tami rahmatullah alayhi said, that the three amal Allah ta'ala mentions a person must do on those nights: tilawat of Quran Sharif, performance of salat, and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat mentioned one fourth thing, wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un, that a person must make muraqabah also. A person ponders, Allah is watching him, Allah knows him, so muraqabah also on this night. So these Mubarak nights are coming now. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that these are the main amal a person must engage in: tilawat of Quran, performance of salat, the dhikr of Allah, including dua is part of dhikr also, and making muraqabah, thinking about Allah Ta'ala's greatness and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are the ways you will build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are some people who still have doubt. You don't worry about them, and it's clear signs that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ummi, unlettered person, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the kitab, the Quran Sharif. You cannot write with your hands, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you could write, people could have had doubts. But this is such clear ayat of the Quran Sharif, it comes in the hearts of people. Subhanallah, what a great miracle of the Quran Sharif. Every person who reads the Quran Sharif, he doesn't even think about it. The ayat just flows from his mouth, it just comes up from his heart and flows on his mouth. What a clear sign of the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, where could a person have memorized 2 pages, even 5 pages of another language, and near 850 pages in Tarawih? Every night we are seeing this miracle of the Quran Sharif. Subhanallah, what a miracle it is. Allah Ta'ala is showing us in front of our eyes. The other Anbiya alayhi wasalam's miracles came to an end during their life, but because Islam will remain till Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala kept the miracle of Islam alive till Qiyamah. That is the Quran-i-Pak, the Kalamullah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyhow, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that some sacrifice also a person has to make in life. And one great sacrifice is jihad, or he'll have to migrate, make hijrat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave his house for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And naturally, automatically, a person is worried, if I leave my house, I'll pass away. So Allah says, everyone is going to die one day, you have to come back to us also. You're worried about your rozi and sustenance. We are looking, وَكَيِّ مِنْ دَابَةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا. So many animals, they cannot bear their own rosy and sustenance. Allah is the one who is giving them rosy. Allah is feeding you also. Allah has created the heavens and the earth. And all of these things, Allah Ta'ala has kept it for your benefit. So Allah Ta'ala will give you rosy and sustenance wherever you are. And when a person will give out the life, which is temporary, then Allah will give him true life. وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبٌ. Remember, this worldly life is nothing but play and amusement. وَإِنَّ دَارُ الْآخِرَةِ لَيَّ الْحَيَوَانِ. The life of the year after is the life, the true life. So whoever will give up the pleasures of this life for the life of akhirat, he is actually buying the real life, the life of the year after. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions at the end of the surah, the crux of it is, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهَدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Person who makes sacrifices in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever, these many sacrifices a person makes through his life, Allah ta'ala tests him in different ways, then that Allah will eventually guide the person to our roads. You have to make that. But وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِ. Allah is with those people who got ikhlas, sincerity, and they want to do good actions. Allah ta'ala's help and assistance is with them. And when a person goes through these examinations, then Allah ta'ala grants ghalba, dominance. So the next surah is Surah Al-Rum, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the Romans were completely defeated, they were completely, they had nothing at all. Like the Iranians had completely overpowered them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that they were the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book. So Allah ta'ala will give them dominance in a few years, less than 10 years. At that time it was like a superpower fighting one small country. A person will say it's impossible, the Iranians were so strong. But Allah ta'ala made it so within 9 years, the Romans overthrew the Iranians. And at the same time, the Muslim people also, they won the battle of Badr, and they defeated the kuffar and the disbelievers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the help of Allah. So Allah ta'ala can help and assist whomsoever He wants to. And this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will never go against His promise. But most of the people do not know. They only know the outward things of this worldly life. But regarding the reality of things, the power and the qudrat of Allah, and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the life of akhirat, hum ghafilun, they are completely unmindful. They have made their worldly life the object of their knowledge. They are only working towards those things. They cannot understand the other systems of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got His own systems working in the world. And this system is based on iman. That Allah ta'ala has got qudrat and power over everything in this world. So Allah ta'ala can give dominance. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all the dalail and proof to show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give dominance to a person. If Allah ta'ala wants to give dominance to the believers, yeah, Allah ta'ala mentions some signs of His qudrat. Allah ta'ala has created you from sand. Sand is the most heaviest of the elements, the four elements. The heaviest of them is sand. And sand normally stays in one place, it doesn't move. But Allah ta'ala said, on sand of Allah's qudrat, Allah created you from sand. Suddenly you are human beings and you are moving around throughout the world. How you are moving and running around everywhere. This is a sign of Allah ta'ala's qudrat. And Allah ta'ala has created you from your wives, from yourselves, your partners. And the object of getting married is litaskunu ilayha. So you can have sukoon, peace of mind, contentment of heart with her. And Allah ta'ala is the one who creates between you people love and mercy. Allah is the one who puts it, not man himself puts that mercy, or he puts that love within himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who puts it. So if a person will do haram and wrong in his relationship with his wife, before the marriage, whatever, and if Allah ta'ala removes that love, then there won't be any love remaining. So we must not, we don't have to make the love ourselves. It's an amazing thing, people who get married, especially in arranged marriages, how much of love and muhabbat there is in that family, in that marriage, and mostly those marriages last. And those people who make their love marriages, they fall in love with somebody and they get married thereafter. Normally you find those marriages, majority of them, they break up, they have problems in that marriage. There's no barakat and blessings in that marriage. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who created this here. So, and then Allah Ta'ala is the one who created the heavens and the earth, different tongues, different languages, different colors, sleeping at night, going out in the daytime also, khairullah, going out to seek for your rozi and your sustenance, and the lightning. All of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it. From the heavens, water comes down. The dead lands come back to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls the whole heavens and the earth. They are all standing in existence by the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person looks at all of this, he will see the signs of Allah ta'ala's qudrat. And he will also understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give dominance to the believers when Allah ta'ala wants to. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create ten from all different things and put them together. So all the Muslim strength, Allah ta'ala can put them together and Allah can make the Muslims rise again. Husband and wife are completely separate, two different people. Allah ta'ala joins them and unites them together. So Allah ta'ala can unite the Muslim people and Allah ta'ala can give them dominance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sleeping and the waking up. So if we are sleeping, we are dead. Allah ta'ala can give us life again and make Islam dominant again in the whole world. So all of this here is signs of Allah ta'ala's qudrat, that Allah ta'ala can give a person dominance. One other sign Allah ta'ala mentions, that Allah alladhi khalaqakum min du'afin. You are very, very weak, and then Allah makes you strong. And after you become strong, Allah ta'ala makes you weak again. This is a sign, when a person becomes old, he becomes weak again. So here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing a proof, that if the Muslims are weak, Allah ta'ala can make them strong. And when Allah Ta'ala wants to, if they do not obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala can make them weak. And ulama say that Allah Ta'ala mentions the 8 usools and principles. If the Muslims want ghalaba, they want power, dominance in the world, what are the things they must do? The first thing is faqim wajhaka lid-dini hanifa. A person must hold firm until they turn your face towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have complete iman and turn away from all kinds of shirk, hanifa. Turn away from all other false gods and you turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Munibina ilayhi, make inabat. Turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the quality of taqwa. Stay away from gunas and sins. Waqimu salat. Perform salat. Wa la takunu minal mushrikeen. Do not be amongst the mushrikeen. But the kuffar and disbelievers, do not be follow their lifestyle. Do not be with them, together with them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, fa'atil sins, al qurba haqqahu wal miskeen. Fulfill the rights of the people, especially your family members, the poor people, the travelers. And when you are giving them something, you are not doing them a favor. It is a haq, it is their right, which they have got upon you. So you are just fulfilling their rights. And ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. Those people who want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is far better for them. They will spend their money in the path of Allah ta'ala in the correct avenues, and they will be successful. Remember, if you want to get more money because of riba and interest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this will not increase your money. Your money actually will eventually be destroyed, as we have done the other day. That Hazrat Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi said that our elders have mentioned that any person who uses interest within 40 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him loss. So starting loss in his businesses, in his money and his wealth. Outwardly he might see some increase, but there will be loss eventually. On the other hand, a person who gives zakat, he gives his wealth in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Allah ta'ala will increase for that person. Allah will give him great abundance. Allah will give barakat and blessings in that day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ. All this corruption has become apparent in the earth and in the ocean because of the gunas and sins which people have earned and they are doing. So most of the time, Allah Ta'ala tests us. لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرَجِعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala makes all of these problems so that we can get a taste of some of the actions which we have done. And then perhaps we can make ruju and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So halat and conditions come in a person's life so that a person can turn his attention back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times when conditions come, then we start using haram means and we go further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these conditions come to us so that we can turn our attention back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala will remove the problems and difficulties which a person goes through in life. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, that if you want ghalaba in the world, the whole thing is, the Muslims want dominance, they have to hold firm on them, they have to hold firm on them, they have to hold firm on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Luqman, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah ta'ala has given us this kitab of hikmat and wisdom, and its guidance and mercy for those people who are good people, who got the intention, who got ikhlas and sincerity. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. Those who are performing their salah, they are giving their zakat, and they got yaqeen in akhirat. This book is a guidance for them. They are rightly guided. They are on the path of success. On the other hand, you get certain people, مَنْ يَسْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ. They buy لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ. Futile speech. In the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, people used to buy these novels, come and read it. Some of the kuffar used to come and read it, so turn the people away from the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or used to get some singing girls, and make them sing at the house, call all his friends. So you see, is this better or the Quran Sharif better? In today's time, the radio or the TV, where people are, Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Najwi rahmatullah alayhi says, he said, there couldn't have been a better word which the Quran Sharif used for television than the word lahu al hadith. Such speech which is completely futile, which is useless, of no benefit to people. So the some people who will buy this here, liyudillah, is two kirat liyadillah, so himself will become misguided, or he will misguide other people from the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the television and these novels which people are reading, and today's time all his games, etc., they are all lahu al hadith. Such speech which is completely futile, it doesn't benefit a person in the least, but, and the opposite of that is tilawat of Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the same people, when the ayat of the Quran are read to them, they turn away, like they never heard it, like there's something heavy in their ears, some weight in their ears, so warn them of a very severe punishment. So a person has to be very careful. Allah al hadith also can refer to, in today's time, sports, where so much of time goes, a person wastes his time in the day. So we should abstain from all of these futile things, because they turn a person away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the objective of a person's life. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a person has got wisdom, he follows the Quran Sharif, then look at the example of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, what wisdom he had, and he had the quality of shukr within himself, grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we bring this quality within ourselves, and then some great words of wisdom which he mentioned to his son. Luqman alayhi salam advised his son, La tushrik billah. The first thing he taught his son is, do not take partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what a father has to teach his children also. Every one of us has to learn. The first thing is tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the second thing he taught his son was about akhirat. If there is anything a person does in the heavens and the earth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it forth on the day of qiyamah. So the yaqeen of akhirat he brought into his child's heart. Normally we teach our children the first thing, salat and zakat, is very important. But the more important first thing is our aqidah must be correct. And the yaqeen of akhirat must come in the heart, jannat and jahannam, etc. Then the third thing he taught him was the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performance of salat, commanding righteousness, preventing from evil. And some difficulties will come of you when you are doing amrul ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar, but make sabr upon the day. And then he taught him some akhlaq and some character. They don't walk in the earth with pride. Don't turn your face away from the people. You must have humility within yourself. And then he taught him mu'ashirat also, how a person must walk. Waqtid fi mashtika, when you are walking, don't walk too fast also, don't walk too slow also, be moderate. lower your voice, don't speak like a donkey. Donkey's voice is the loudest voice. Don't speak loud. How your person must speak. So these are all etiquette. Is akhlaq, mu'asharat, ibadat, aqaid. All of these things is the duty of the father firstly to teach his child. And the amazing thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, when Luqman alayhi salam taught his son about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala taught human beings that they must fulfill the rights of their parents. So Allah Mashabir Rahman Uthmani Rahmatullah alayhi writes here that when parents will teach their children the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the children will learn, then Allah ta'ala will teach the children the rights of the parents also. They will fulfill the rights of the parents. Today many parents complaining, my children are like this, my children are like that. But many times we have taught our children only give them dunya, we never give them deen, the reality of deen. So if sometimes the jamaat come, they say, you want to take your children out, they say, no, my son is very busy, he must work in the shop now, it's holiday time, he has to do this. If you don't allow them to go out, to sit in the company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah ta'ala, we don't take them in that company, then when they get big, then they go against their own parents. They kick their parents out of their houses sometimes. I went to one in Jamaat in one place. The father was crying and he said, my child, I gave him the best education, university education. But now his mother passed away. Now he's completely separated from us. He don't want to see us. He don't talk to us. He's living with his friends also. It's just myself and my two daughters at home. And the way he was crying. But you only give our children dunya, so then obviously they will kick their parents out. But when a person will give his children deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give his children this reality in themselves, that they must fulfill the rights of their parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding. And thereafter, at the end of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, it's so important for us to balaw ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the day is going to come on the day of Qiyamah, where we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no father can help his son, no son is able to help his father. Inna wa'ada Allahi haqqun, Allah's promise is true. Let not this worldly life deceive you. And let not shaitan deceive you regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The two things which deceive us normally is this dunya, and shaitan comes and deceives us. And why should we build up our ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is all incomprehensible. Allah has got knowledge of everything. Our life is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our death is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we're going to earn is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when all of that Allah ta'ala controls, then how can we build up our connection with anybody else? We are completely muhtaj and in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, with regards to knowledge, with regards to life, with regards to our death, with regards to our rozi, our sustenance, everything we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously we must build up our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Sajda, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the kitab, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt it has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some people who have got doubts regarding it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are so many signs we have made. The heavens we have created, the earth we have created. We are Rabb, the sustainer. And while we are sustaining you outwardly, your outward physical body, so for your ruhani side, the spiritual side also to a great extent, definitely we have to sustain you. That is why we have given you the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have given you the Quran Sharif. And there will be some people who will accept it, they will be successful. Some people who won't accept it, they will be embarrassed and disgraced. You will see some mujrims, sinners, lowering their heads by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they say, oh Allah, let us go back in this world, we will start doing good actions. It will be too late for a person. That time a person cannot come back in this world. But those people who accepted the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had full iman. As soon as the command of Allah ta'ala came, they immediately accepted sami'na wa ta'ana. At night, they kept their sides away from their bed, reading tahajjud namaz. They made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the hope in Allah ta'ala's mercy. Whatever money Allah has given them, one portion of it they are taking out and are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you do not know what enjoyments we have kept for such people. We have hidden them away. No one knows what they are. And some of our buzrugs mentioned that even in the dunya, Allah ta'ala gives such enjoyment in tahajjud namaz, in spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah has kept it hidden away. No one else can see it. If everyone could see it, then people would do it, not because of iman, but for the enjoyment. But Allah ta'ala has kept the great enjoyment in these things, in the amal of deen. And the people of iman, they can never be like those who are fasiqs and evildoers. Never ever. The people of iman and amal and salih, good actions, for them is jannat. And those who are evildoers, they find abode is jahannam, the fire of jahannam. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. Allah Ta'ala says in the past, Ambiya alayhi muslim, Musa alayhi salam, we also gave him the kitab. And then when these people held firm onto the kitab, they had yaqeen in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, they had sabr. And Allah Ta'ala made them imams, and Allah Ta'ala made them guides for the people, and Allah Ta'ala gave them hidayat. So we have to hold firm onto the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by means of this we will get hidayat and guidance. And the last surah which was recited last night was Surah Ahzab. In here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives many principles to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say that the two different views. Some ulama say that this surah, it refers that a person must continue conveying the message of deen. And in life, you will get many obstacles. Sometimes it will be in his own family members. Sometimes it will be among the Muslim people. There will be certain customs amongst people, but he'll have to remove those customs. Sometimes the kuffar, they will come and there will be an obstacle in there. So a person mustn't worry about all of these obstacles. He must hold firm to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never obey the kuffar and the munafiqin regarding the matters of deen. Whatever wahi and revelation Allah has sent to you, you follow the day. And with tawakkal ala Allah, you have full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is sufficient for you. And then Allah ta'ala mentions one incident here where the people came against the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 12,000 to 15,000 kuffar. In the battle of Ahzab, they came and they tried to attack Medina Sharif and to destroy the Muslims once and for all. And how Allah ta'ala's help and assistance, in about 3-4 pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what difficult conditions they were, but how the Muslims held firm. They were not prepared to budge. And then eventually how Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance came. If ja'atkum junood, and armies came against you, but Allah Ta'ala sent winds against them. Allah sent armies which you cannot see. And Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. For you in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very beautiful example for a person who got hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is waiting for the day of Qiyamah, and who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance. The life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with istiqamah, steadfastness, that what halat and conditions overcame him, but he was steadfast, he was like a rock. This is the example you must follow. You know, matters of deen also, halat and conditions will come in a person's life. But a person has to hold firm. Sometimes his own parents will go against him. Sometimes his wife will go against him. Sometimes the kuffar will go against him. Sometimes the society will go against him. But the example of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is before us. You must be hold firm like that there. And when the people of Iman saw this big jamaat coming against them, they said, Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised us this year. And what they said is 100% true. We know that these halat were supposed to come in our life. And some people, the pact which they had made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were prepared to give their lives. They gave their lives also in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such help and assistance came that the kuffar, the Jews who were living near Medina Sharif, such big force they had that it was the total impossibility to overcome them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created such a rob and fear in their heart. That eventually all of that came in the hands of the Muslims immediately after this battle. So Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance came when they were steadfast, held firm unto the teachings of deen, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give myself first and all of us the tawfiq that we hold firm unto our deen, the matters of our deen, and we have our full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.